I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. The numbers are in for the recent buck season in West Virginia, and there is a bonus trout stocking for anglers here in the month of December. Both those stories coming up after this. West Virginia deer hunters killed 45,871 bucks during the recently completed two-week buck hunting season in West Virginia. DNR Supervisor for Game Management Services Chris Ryan says that's about where they figured it would be.
It's very close to where we expected to be, and a lot of the counties are pretty close to their management objective, and it's basically right where we predicted it in the hunting outlook.
All indications are hunters killed some big bucks for a second straight year, and Ryan added that is a testament to a couple of things. One, the concurrent antlerless season that lets hunters kill a buck or a doe, and two, simply decisions made by the hunters themselves.
It wasn't just the southern part of the state anymore. I mean, it was Ritchie County and Doddridge County and Marshall County and Upshur County. And those large, mature bucks have really started to show up around the state. And it's basically from, it demonstrates that diverse age class where you've got a lot of those older age class deer spread around the state. And one of those things is from allowing the current antlerless season. The other one is just hunters being more selective and passing up on those younger deer.
You can see those numbers with the county-by-county breakdown at the DNR website, wvdnr.gov. Now to the trout story. The hatcheries wound up with some extra trout here at the end of the year. And Hatcheries Management Supervisor Jim Hedrick says the best way to clean out a hatchery is to roll out a stock truck.
We have some surplus trout at some of our facilities, and they're a little smaller than what anglers are probably or typically would catch during the regular spring trout stocking season. But we need to kind of move these fish out of the hatchery to allow the other fish to have some more space to grow, to make sure that we have adequate size fish for the spring stocking.
So how did they wind up with more fish than they could carry through the winter? Well, it turns out it was a good year at the hatchery.
Surplus can depend on a couple things, and one of the main things that happens is when the fish are younger, a lot of times, you know, we get disease, we get predators that take a lot of fish, and if that hasn't happened, then sometimes we end up with some extra fish that are available to stock out, and this year we have that.
Now, those trout will be stocked into 20 waters or so around the state this week. The locations are not being disclosed just because of the logistics of getting enough personnel to get them into the stream. The location stock, though, will be updated each day on the DNR's website, wvdnr.gov. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.